This is program number LW2552. Well, I've got to tell you what a couple of mischievous boys did one night. It happened a long time ago. Hi, this is Larry West. One Saturday night, these two pranksters broke into a country church. They looked around to see what prank they could pull, knowing that church would be taking place there the next morning. They looked around and found the preacher's Bible on the pulpit. They figured the preacher had been in there that night practicing for the next day. You know, sometimes preachers do that. Anyway, they found some glue and carefully glued two of the pages together in his Bible. The next morning, the preacher got up to preach. He started, "Our text this morning is taken from Genesis chapter 6. He grabbed that page in his Bible, getting ready to turn it, not knowing how it had been glued to the next page. He read a few words and then flipped the two pages, thinking he had flipped only one. Here's what he read. When Noah was 120 years old, he took unto himself a wife who was 140 cubits long, 40 cubits wide, built of gopher wood inside and out." He couldn't believe what he had just read. To say he was puzzled would be an understatement, so he flipped it back. He read it again. When Noah was 120 years old, he took unto himself a wife who was 140 cubits long, 40 cubits wide, built of gopher wood inside and out. He looked up and said, "My friends, this is the first time I've ever seen this in the Bible. But," he said, "I accept it as evidence of the assertion that we are a fearful and wonderfully made people." The two boys sitting on the back row doubled up. They were doing everything they could to keep from laughing out loud. You know, sometimes it's hard to understand the Bible. But that, I think, is just a little bit ridiculous. It sort of reminds me of what another little boy told his parents one day when they asked him what he had learned at Sunday school that morning. He said, "I learned the story of the Good Samaritan." Well, they asked him to tell it to them, and here's the way he put it. "Well, there was a Good Samaritan going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thorns, and they sprang up and choked him and left him half dead." "What?" Well, it is the little boy's story. He went on. "Then the fellow said, 'I will arise,' and he arose and came to a tree, and he got hung on a limb. And he hung there 40 days and 40 nights, and the ravens did feed him. Delilah, she came along with a pair of shears and cut off his hair, and he fell on stony ground. And the man said, 'I will arise,' and he came into a wall, and Jezebel was sitting on the wall, and she mocked him. And he said, 'Throw her down,' and they threw her down. And the man said, 'Throw her down 70 times 7. And great was the fall thereof, and of the fragments that remained, they picked up 12 baskets full." Talk about getting Bible stories mixed up. You can't beat that one. You know, when you and I look around, it seems that getting the Bible mixed up is a great national pastime. We see so many religious divisions among us. I mean, we see one church on this corner, you know, and another church on that. It says to us, the Bible must be too hard to understand. That's what old Satan wants us to believe. But the truth of the matter is, the Bible has a simple and a clear message. In fact, when we misunderstand it, it's because we had help to misunderstand it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'd like to mail you a free Bible study course. We've designed it to show how simple the Bible is to understand. The Bible course consists of just 11 short lessons concerned only with the Bible. It's totally non-denominational. It's not concerned at all with denominational doctrine. More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course I'm offering to you. It is concerned only with the Bible and people like that. I'd love to send it to you. It is absolutely free of charge. It'll help you get the facts straight, taught just in the Bible. Why don't you let me send it to you? You can study it in the privacy of your own home at your own leisure time. Write me for this free Bible study course. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.